The setup of a traditional play is age-old. Actors perform and you watch. But with immersive theater, those roles aren't so defined. The audience is invited to wander through the piece and maybe even interact with its performers. This approach is popping up in cities across the country, but it's just starting in Phoenix. KJZZ's Tina Sieg recently paid a visit to one of the first immersive shows in town.
Can I get your name?
When you arrive at the seven layers of Bastian Bachmann, you're greeted as if this were any other play. Then, immediately, things start to get a little weird.
And then take some glasses and a mask, and the butler will give you instructions when she comes around to collect you.
The butler is a young woman who insists you put on what look like safety goggles and a surgical mask. You follow her to a door outside the historic Phoenix Ice House and get ready to go inside someone's head.
Watch your step in your journey through memory.
Now, you're exploring the mind of Bastian Bachmann, known as BB, a composer with a brain tumor. His mindscape is represented by three floors and seven rooms of this huge industrial space. As you wander upstairs and past concrete walls, you come across scenes running simultaneously. These are BB's fragmented memories.
I forget! Can we not do this now?
You can come and go as you please, but that doesn't mean these vignettes are always easy to watch. Seeing BB fight with a protege in one room and learn about his illness in another is unsettling. Director Megan Weaver would hope so.
The way that he's experienced the world is fragmented and is flawed and strange and has weird, surreal qualities to it, and the fact that the audience has that experience is fitting and intentional.
The play grew out of a design class at Arizona State University a few years ago. Weaver says she and two collaborators combined their interest in neurology, perception, and the mind. And Weaver sees immersive theater as a natural way to convey this blend of ideas.
Rather than it all being delivered in the same format to each individual, the individual experience becomes a huge part of the storytelling.
Another huge part of the story? Music. The voice you hear belongs to Stephen Cass, known in this show as The Doctor. He plays an untethered, glam rock version of an MD, complete with deranged nurses as backup singers. Cass likes this immersive theater thing. He thinks having the audience in his face keeps him on his toes.
You really have to be honest, because if you're just totally faking it, just BSing your way through this, you're going to look like it just awful. You're going to look horrendous, and it's not going to read.
But it does read, and partly because of how personal the actors get. They can pull audience members aside, speak lines directly to them. As Juliana, BB's angsty daughter, Jenny Strickland sometimes leads people outside the building and promises to show them a secret.
When I was little, I used to come out here.
Strickland says she likes these intimate asides.
You know, having a moment to speak to another person face to face and just recount a story is refreshing.
That's not the type of thing you get with a typical play. Strickland hopes that everyone who comes to the show sees that and isn't afraid to separate from whoever they came with.
And gets to explore theater on their own individual taste and creates their own story from what we've put out in the space.
The Seven Layers of Bastian Bachmann runs through Sunday. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.